Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Weekman. Oh, I tell you what, I went fishing today and I'm pretty excited about it. So let's just jump into it. Anthony, tell them who you are and why am I excited about crappie fishing?
My name's Anthony Owens and I am the owner of Rip and Lip Guide Service out of Oklahoma. And I actually got to take you out fishing today.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I like going out in other people's boats, seeing what they do. And so give them a little background history of yourself. How'd you end up doing what you're doing, why you guide and stuff?
So growing up as a kid, I'm from Tennessee, a lake called Reelfoot Lake, yeah, which is right off the Mississippi River, West Tennessee, yep, Northwest Tennessee. And I grew up fishing with my granddad up on Kentucky Lake.
Right.
So, you know, kind of getting out there, fishing some brush piles and sitting in the back of the boat with about a 10-foot rod and 16th ounce hair jig with a split shot above it. And that's what we used to do.
Right.
So, something about it, just, I don't know if it was spending time with him.
Right.
And just being in the outdoors, but that was our big thing that we always did. And as time progressed, you know, I still fished, but not like that anymore.
Right.
Several years passed, I finally decided I needed a change in life and moved to Oklahoma back in 2008. Right. Got in the golf business, did a little golfing. But one day, I don't know what clicked, but something clicked and said, you know what? Let's go fishing.
Right.
And talked to the wife and the kids and bought a boat. And now here we are. So enjoy being in the outdoors, enjoy fishing.
Right.
Getting the kids out there and seeing their faces and then becoming more knowledgeable with the newest technology that comes out.
Right.
And the more I was intrigued by that, I wanted to help others.
Right.
And as I start helping others, you know, it's kind of like, what do you do? So you become a guide. Now, with COVID that came through, with technology rolling around, right, everybody's fishing. Everybody becomes a fishing guide.
Right.
Well, can't deny it. That's what I did. So I became a fishing guide with LiveScope technology.
Right.
And I try to get on the water just about every single day, because to be the best, you gotta be able to practice. You gotta know what you're doing. So like when you take out new people,
right,
with different techniques that they're not used to, you've got to be able to know to be calm, patient, and put them on the fish.
Yeah.
So that's my goal, is take new individuals out, take kids out, get them in the outdoors, get them off the electronics, and put them in the seat of a boat with a fishing rod.
There you go. So you usually guide in that Oklahoma area.
I do. I guide in the northeast Oklahoma, southeast Kansas. I live pretty close to the Kansas border.
Uh-huh.
So I can go into southeast Kansas and do a few lakes up there.
Right.
But mainly northeast Oklahoma.
Which reservoir is that?
So in Oklahoma, I run guide trips on Skytook Lake, right, Ulagaw Lake, Copan Lake, Caw, and that'll be the lakes I do in Oklahoma.
Right.
And then in southeast Kansas, the main lake I like to use is Elk City Reservoir.
I see.
Up in Independence.
How do you go about, you know, you talked about LiveScope. Is that the only kind of guiding that you do, just the scoping?
Yes.
Okay.
So
is it usually one or two people that you take out on a guide trip?
One to two people, sometimes three.
Yeah.
The way we do fishing, you know, is with the way my method is that I do is I have two seats set up front.
Right.
I have a 12-inch graph up at the front at the bow, and I have a 9-inch at the back at the console.
Right.
And so what I generally try to do is I've got them linked together enough that where the other person that is not fishing at the moment, right, can either watch that graph or they can stand behind us and watch what's going on up front. And then we just do individuals. We target fish. I love to target fish. I'm not I will brush pile fish.
Right.
But I like to go for a little bit better quality.
Uh-huh.
Quantity, not so much as quality.
Right.
So what we'll do is we get up, take turns. You know, you may get up and catch two or three fish.
Right.
We'll swap it up. Your partner comes up, and then we'll do the same thing.
I see.
And we'll do that all day, and we'll laugh, cut up. You'll miss a fish.
Right.
You get one to the boat, and he comes off, flops out into the lake. Everybody right. laughs and cuts up. Make good memories that way.
I didn't miss a fish today, did I?
Maybe
did
not.
Did I miss a fish?
I don't think so.
I wasn't running the trolling motor, so it's a little harder when someone else runs the trolling motor.
Absolutely. And that, that's where you have to work together. You know, right. when you're doing that, you've got to be patient because you're not running the trolling motor, so you don't know exactly what I'm doing and what I'm not.
Right.
But I've got to be patient enough to know that work you into where we need to be to get you on that certain fish.
And that's interesting because today, I think Colton is 13. So we had a 13-year-old in the boat after a while. And so he came in there and he was actually fishing. And actually, before he got in the boat, you lost probably the biggest crappie. Not a fish story because I saw it. You probably lost the biggest crappie so far of our trip down here. And bowed up that rod like no one's business. And
absolutely, that fish right there, I wouldn't say caught me. I wouldn't say caught me by surprise, but when I set the hook on him, I knew it wasn't our normal fish.
Right, and we've been catching. I'd say we caught a bunch that were in that 12-inch range, right?
We caught 12, 13, 14-inch range yeah. today. This fish right here. I didn't see the actual fish. I seen his tail, but my counterpart right here, you got a pretty good view of him when he got to the top of the water.
I got a great view of him.
But, you know, everybody looks at that, and there's the fish that got away, you know.
That's right.
But, you know, we seen it go right back into the brush pile, but where he got into the brush pile, I couldn't reach.
Yeah.
So I did come back and check him a couple times.
Yeah, we did. He was not there. Believe me, he wanted no part of that hook again. But you come back, and that's something we should talk about is the lure you were using was not your normal crappie lure, like a pointer shad or some a small 2-inch, soft shad shape bait.
It is a cutthroat. From Cutthroat Jig Company, it is what they call their Cowboy Series.
Right.
It is a 3 3/8-inch bait, soft plastic, and two-tone that I was using. I was using a white body chartreuse tail.
Right.
And I know it sounds crazy when you say 3 3/8-inch bait. You're used to using little hair jigs, 16th-ounce jigs, 32nd-ounce jigs.
Yep.
I mean, small baits for crappie. But today, I mean, you got to see firsthand, even if I caught a small fish or a big fish, they didn't run from it. They hammered it.
Yeah, they wanted. They committed. I think they make a commitment to a big bait. Either they're like, nope, or no. And we did see some that scattered.
Oh, we did.
A few today.
We seen a few, you're right there. But it happens. It's not all year long that you can use that bait.
Right.
You know, I think right now with them fattening up, getting ready for the spawn, you know, they're eating these big shad. You know, when we clean fish on a daily basis after a guide trip, you're looking in there and there's 3, sometimes 4-inch shad inside these fish. And I mean, the fish may be 12 inches long, but they're eating.
Yeah.
And like I said, I tried the other day on a home lake on a guide trip, and we put down a 16th-ounce hair jig right in front of the fish. Now, I'd been using that 16th ounce for weeks.
Right.
And all of a sudden, they'd see it, they ran. Or they'd just look at it and not commit. And I was like, well, I'm just going to try something, see if it, you know, go on a whim and see what happens. And I put it on and pitched out on the first fish, and it came right over the top of it. And before it even got right over the top of it, it turned on it, ran straight up, and just smoked it.
Right.
And it was the same fish that I just put a hair jig on. And so I said, okay, we'll just see, keep on rolling. Well, about 30 fish later, I knew that we had the right bait in hand. And when I come down here, I said that I was going to give that an opportunity to see if it just translates from there to here. And it didn't fail me today.
Yeah. And so it's a larger bait. So tell us your setup. It's from your rod, your reel, down to your line, and then go to your bobber stops. Okay.
So the rods that I use is 1039 fishing rods. It is a female-owned, veteran-owned business out of Oklahoma.
Right.
They're new rods. My best friend and his son helped design these rods. And massive backbone and really good sensitivity, you know, for the bite, from even from a soft bite to one that just tries to rip it plumb out of your hand.
Right.
That being said, I run two different lines. I will run braided line.
Okay.
I like to run 20-pound braid because what I do is I go out and I target certain fish.
Which is high vis braid.
And absolutely. And it is K9 line. The line that I use on the braid is because I'm trying to get quality, like we talked about. I want bigger fish. And when I set the hook on these things, it's not play around, hang on. It's set the hook, get them top of the water, put them in your lap. I want to boat flip just about everything that I hook.
Okay.
I do run on some other setups. I do run some fluoro. I've been running some Berkley fluoro. I've got 6-pound and I've got 12-pound that I will use. And those lines right there, sometimes, you know, it makes a difference. You know, braid may not be the right line for the day.
Right.
But the fluoro will. And so I try to use both just for each setup each day. You want one better than the other, you know, just got to run with it. My bait setup that I do is generally I will run either a 16th or an 8th ounce lead head tipped with with a soft plastic. Using minnows, I don't use minnows it's got to be a cold day to be using a minnow.
Right.
But I will use soft plastics or hair jigs 365 days out of the year.
Talk about, but above that there you
I
go.
I will run a tungsten weight just above it with two bobber stops, one on each end of the rubber bobber stops. And the ones that I'm using now, I went to a store in there in Oklahoma that called the Tackle Bandit and was talking with them about a few. And I think the brand is called Epic.
Yeah, it's Epic.
So
it is. I saw
they said it was a new bait or a company that they were trying out. Said they were really good, but it was kind of odd because the weight size was a 5/32.
That's right. We talked about that.
We did talk about that.
We actually tried to figure out what that is. Now, how many 64ths is that? No, how many eighths is that?
But that right there, you know, it's enough weight that it gets the bait down to the fish in a timely manner, because
right. And how far is your distance between the bobber stop, the weight?
For me, I like about 8 inches, maybe 8 to 10 inches at most. Right. Sometimes it'll slide up there about 14 inches, or, you know. But
right. Does crappie ever hit the weight?
All the time.
Yeah, all the time.
They'll see the bait. They'll see the bait and run straight to the weight.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's kind of pick your poison some days.
That's what it sounds like. Hey, if you could give two tips to someone that's going out there scoping for some crappie, what would it be? What would be your first step?
You know, for somebody that's just starting and getting into it, slow down, be patient.
Okay.
Look for what you're looking for. You know, make sure you know your identification of your fish. That way you're not pulling in there looking at a bunch of drum or carp or something thinking, well, man, I see them all day long and I'll put it on them, but they won't bite it. Make sure you know your identification. You know, I use Garmin Live Scope. So I know that when I see these things most of the time, my crappie is going to be just round.
That's right. Yep. Round and not moving.
And not moving. That's the best. But you can see those and, you know, take your time. Just put the bait on them, you know.
Yep.
Like like, I think in a previous podcast you did, gentleman said something about don't move it.
Yeah,
put
he
that
did.
Bait, put that bait on it and don't
the move
it.
Slabbing Mike. Where'd he go? So,
but
we'll give him a shout out.
But he's right on that. You know, a lot of times I see people that will drop it down, and I do it too sometimes, depending on the fish. If he won't just take it, I'll slowly, and I mean slowly, pull it away.
Right.
But you do say it, hey, just ease it up. Ease it up. Bring it up. Bring it up. Bring it up. But you'll see those, like, talked about what again. They pull it up. They're pulling it plumb away from the fish. Just gradually pull away. Because when they start taking it away, it's like if I gave you a $100 bill and held it right there for you to grab it, and I just kind of pulled it away, you're going to get a little more aggressive to grab that thing.
That's right.
And that's what these fish do. But if I can hold it dead, stick it right on his nose, that's key.
And what's the second tip you give him?
Second tip?
Do the first tip again.
Do the first tip again. That's kind of pretty much what I would say.
Just keep it on the nose there. But, hey, that takes us to Tackle Time. Tackle Time sponsored by Pico Lures. Pico Lures has a complete line of hard and soft baits. You can check them out at picolures.com. They have all kinds of baits. If you want to go crappie fishing and you want jig heads, they have actually the Scopite jig head is designed for aspirin shape, is actually designed for scope fishing. And because of the flatness of the head and because of the eye material that's inside there, it gives it a better reflection. You can see it better. And so you can check them out at picolures.com. Hey, if they want to find out more, if they want to go on a guide trip with you, where would they go?
So you can find me on Facebook. I've got Rippin' Lip Guide Service. That is spelled all one word, RIPNLIP Guide Service. Or you can find me on TikTok at Rippin' Lip 82. My number to reach me, if you want to call or message, would be 918-693-2799.
There you go. Like I always like to end the show, make sure you keep your hook sharp. Lures in the water.